All right, I think we're rolling. Do, 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 do. 1 second. Hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a Bear Stream. Play you guys a little good morning song. It's April 16th. And there's still tons of snow on the ground. I have a bit of a cold, but that won't keep me down. Hello, everybody. I'm just logging into stuff. We're now trying to get streaming to as many places as humanly possible. Oh, today's April 17th, according to Periscope. That's cool. That's really cool. Updates. So yeah, I'm doing 4 more videos for PragerU, which is very exciting. So I will be taking requests or ideas or thoughts or anything. No sound. We lost your sound. What does that mean? Yeah, Periscope. Am I feeling better? No. I'm sick as a damn dog. So, but the show must go on, guys. All right. So let's just kick this off. I got some cool requests. Someone on Patreon asked me to do all this house music. Someone asked me about a song about children. Paul Oakenfold. It was called Children. So I was trying to learn that one. It goes, someone else requested this song called Sandstrom. It's pretty intense. It's like, that's like, I started thinking about that, about, and someone else requested that I talk about why actors are such pussies. Hang on, let me check the PayPal stuff first, and then I got a thought I really want to talk about. And then we'll get into some real stuff. This is from Clement. I sent you an email with the subject. I'm bad at subject lines. Can you be sure to read it and get back to me? I sent it to both Why Don't They Laugh and Unbearable Comedy because I couldn't remember which was which. Also, can you play Flight of the Bumblebee? Not sure if it's even possible on the piano. All them bees be running from them bears, yo. Yeah, how about this? There it goes. To me sound like Aziz Ansari. It's like, what up? I'm Aziz. What? And I think Bob Dylan sounds like a retarded bee. He's like, yes and how many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? So, yeah, but the bees do be run from those bears because the bears are taking that honey because that's what bears do. Bears take that honey. What does Daniel say? Owen, please talk. Oh, this is it. This is what I want to talk about. Owen, please talk about why those in the entertainment industry, specifically actors, are often so far left and authoritarian. I have an answer for that, actually. But Daniel goes on to say, I think it is partly the result of their inability to separate the considerable amount of imaginative work the job requires from the realities of the real world. Thanks for all you do. Amy is amazing. Walter is the cutest. And can I be Danner Bear? Welcome, Danner Bear. Actually, I think you're wrong on that one, buddy. Not about my family being awesome. But it's because actors don't exist. Like, a good actor isn't that creative. They're actually, like, morons. And I'm not saying that as a hater. That's like legitimately true. It's weird having Periscope to my side. I feel like I'm just like talking to the side of somebody. Hello. Like, I've been an actor before, and I probably will be again at certain points, and it's mindless. In fact, the more you don't exist as a person, and the more you're easily manipulated, and the more you just do what you're told, the better of an actor you are, because you embarrass yourself as an actor. There's something really funny on YouTube that you can find. It's watching actors act in front of green screens is hysterical, because they look so stupid. It's like, they're like, they just do what they're told and they don't know what they're doing or why they're doing it. They don't really make choices. Stage actors are more creative. Stage actors, the stage is more of an actor's medium. The television is a producer's medium, and film is a director's medium. And when I say that, it's those are the people that make all the, a lot more of the creative decisions. Like in the stage, the actor has to, the actor's in control of the character, but in a movie, the director is. You can just put any asshole, like Kristen Stewart, is just a pile of shit, just a lump of clay, just this weird, creepy little person that's just like, Edward, and so you take that and you cut around it. You shoot it so many different ways, and you use music and use special effects, and somehow you can just edit anybody into anything. Dan Loria, the dad from Wonder Years, who's also the dad on the sitcom I was on, Sullivan and Son, we used to watch old movies at his house from way back in the day, and he would, every time it would cut, he would show that there's no cuts. Like old movies, they wouldn't cut. They would just let the actors act. They would just let them act, because when they would cut, when it would cut, it would show that the actor failed. And Dan would say that every time you see a cut, a good actor lost his job. Because any asshole can be an actor. That's why you see the children of the rich a lot of times. I don't like this Periscope thing. I don't know why. I just feel like there's someone on the side of me listening to me. But I think it's good, though. There's 50 people in there hanging. Let's do it. No, I don't like it. I might bail on the Periscope thing for today. It's just a weird angle, and I don't know how to put it in front of the piano. Maybe I can put it right on my computer? I don't know. I feel like someone's about to hit me in the face. Yeah, you're sneakily watching me. That's a good way to put it. Oh, thanks, Joy. I'll keep rocking. Fuck it. So, that's why a lot of these actors are the children of the rich. Like, you see famous actors' children become movie stars a lot of times, and that's because it requires no talent at all. None. And that's why writers, comedians, classical musicians, they're less likely to be authoritarian, because they're actually creative. They're creating something. Whereas Hollywood actors, they're authoritarian because their whole life is doing what they're told. Zoolander made a great joke about that. And as much as it was a joke, it's also true. And it's like, models do what they're told, Derek. It's like, no, we don't. It's like, yes, you do. And he's like, okay. That's so true. That if you're going to get an assassin, like, a model is already broken emotionally. And people that are, their spirits have been broken where they don't make their own decisions. You know, and I've been friends and dated different actors and actresses. And the things they go through is mind-blowing. I'm not going to tell any stories because that's a breach of confidence. But the scenes that they're put through where they're just... Imagine being an actress and doing a rape scene with like five dudes. And it's like, cut, do it again. Can we get more tears on her face? Come on, where's our blood guy? Blood guy? No, get some blood on her. We got to make her look really, like, horrified. All right, action. Nope, not good enough. Can we get someone with, can we get more violence? This is like a human woman. You know what I'm saying? So once someone's been through that, you can convince them anything. This is from Luke. Listening to your bit about tallers, I'm 6'9", and that is real discrimination. People stare and ask me how tall I am, and if I play basketball all the time. It's the only physical characteristic that is socially acceptable to bring attention to. Too fat, too thin, not cool. Too short, not cool. Skin color, not cool, unless white. We're the real subjects of discrimination. Wife and I support on Patreon. Love you, Amy and Wally. Keep up the good work. Also, is Beer's Bear taken? And I can dunk. Can't skip leg day, Big Bear. That's awesome, dude. No, welcome, Beer Bear. And you're absolutely right. Imagine if I went up to black people and asked them if they played basketball because they're black. Statistically more probable than tall. Or if I go up to short people and just ask them if they're a disappointment because they're short. Be like, hey, you're short. Are you abstinent from sex? Because people won't fuck your tiny little body, dude. That would probably be seen as insulting. And I see any man under 6'5 is short. Like a 6'4 man, I find repulsive. I can't even be friends with a man under 6'5. Because I know that if anything really goes down, he's going to be useless. He'll be just garbage. All right. That's hilarious, Daniel. Luke says, oh, that's Luke. A Sterling Voss. Big Bear, love your comedy. Thank you for revealing the left and being a strong voice for us all. Move to Washington to help us flip this state. We will build a wood shop, then a compound. Love to produce radio music and we'll do anything to help the Bears. Lots of trees and salmon. An ally in Seattle. Can I be verified as Woodworker Bear? Welcome, Woodworker Bear. And yeah, we're looking more and more like it's Washington. And it's because I want Amy to be able to be near her family because she got to let me do that. And also, the amount of hunting and fishing and fresh water up there is pretty amazing. And there is really cool people. And it is one of those states that we can flip back. It's not like California or New York. It's not lost. Yeah, so we gotta develop a Washington State coalition for making comedy. Because, yeah, it looks more and more like I'm going to be doing a series with PragerU. So I definitely might have to put together a team. Oh, Angelia, what up? Hey, Big Bear, are you and Amy going to homeschool your kids? Also, I suggest Cedar City, Utah for your new residence. Silk Chance Bear. I want to homeschool our kids. At least the first couple years. Or just get a really good school. Either way, good school is fine too, though. I just don't want them to be raised in the nonsense. You know, the nonsense. There's so much nonsense. And I'm a fucking good teacher, so I would love to teach the kids. I would love it. I love teaching. You kidding me? If I just take out the swearing, that's pretty much like half I do on some of these streams. And I'm surprisingly good at math and science. It's not, English isn't even my forte. I suck at spelling. Can you play And the Angels Sing by Benny Goodman Orchestra or Dylan's Blind Willie McTell? No, neither. But I'll play you Dylan. And he's going to sound like a retarded bumblebee. Yes, and how many rounds must a man walk down before you call him a man? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in. I hate that song so much because he builds everyone up like he's got all these answers. Like he asks a rhetorical question. How many times can a man turn his head and pretend he just doesn't see? And everyone's like, how many, Bob? He's like, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Fuck you all. I'm not going to tell you because I don't really know. I'm just a liar. Forever, young, forever young. What's a good Dylan song? A really good Dylan song is, Mama put my guns in the ground. No, ground. That's it. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Because Axl Rose has a little bit of that retarded bumblebee thing going on. Maybe that's why he covered that. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Hey, hey, how, how. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I got a cold, or else I would be able to do that slightly better. This is Bob Dylan singing Guns N' Roses.
Hey, she's got a smile that seems to be that reminds me.
The point being, he can't sing for shit, and he got a Nobel Prize. He's seen as one of the best singers to ever live. Oh, I know who's a great song by Bob Dylan. It's called "It's All Over Now, Baby Blue." Let me look this baby up. It's all over now, baby blue. This song is so beautiful. I didn't even know it was by Dylan. I heard it covered by Van Morrison. Dylan sings it like shit, though. Van Morrison sings it awesome. Yeah, he is a great writer. It's a good call. Except for that one song I was talking about in the beginning, the Blowing in the Wind. I hate it. How does that sound? Oh, that's snow? Because he builds you up like he's going to tell you an answer, and then he doesn't. The answer to my friend's Blowing in the Wind. It's like, what kind of bullshit is that? Huh. So this goes... Yeah, this isn't the chords I like. You must leave now, take what you need, you think will last. Yeah, this is not the way to do it. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. Yonder stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out. You got to hear the Van Morrison version. I'm just going to play it, even if it gets me kicked. I'm not even on YouTube. Fuck YouTube. All right, Van Morrison. It's all over now. Just listen to this version, how good it is. It's from the movie Basquiat. And of course, Basquiat was played by Jeffrey Wright, who was that fucking moron on Twitter that didn't know I was joking about Black Panther. He played Basquiat. And it's such a good flick back in the day. If they were trying to glorify Basquiat in any way, it's not a good movie, but if they were showing just the bullshit scam of postmodern art, it was a wonderful movie. And Benicio del Toro was awesome in it, too. Listen to this. Listen to this version. This is where Beck got this. I've been drifting along in the same... That's from Van Morrison. Listen to this.
You must leave now. Take what you need. You think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. Yonder stands your man with his gun,
such a better version.
The highway is for gamblers, better use your sand.
Listen to Dylan's dumb version. Hang on, let me figure that out. Understand your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire. Sky too is falling. Oh. over you, and it's all over now, baby boo. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. So listen to Dylan's version, Bob Dylan. It's all over now. Oh, this is cool. We could do this today. Let's just talk about the covers and what covers are better.
You might like this.
Like, listen to this. This is Dylan. It's so not as good, in my opinion. I mean, he sounds like this. His thing will last.
But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast.
You better grab it fast.
Yonder stands your orphan with his gun.
I mean, yonder stands your orphan with his gun. The other version's so much better.
Crying like a fire in the sun.
By the way, Bob Dylan when he's young looks exactly like Adam Sandler.
Look out, the saints are coming through.
And it's all over now, baby blue. Okay, this is another one. This is okay, Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen is like that too. He first wrote Hallelujah. And I don't know if you guys know this song. This is by Leonard Cohen. This is the original.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played. And it pleased the Lord.
Like, that's so bad.
You don't really care for music, do you?
It's such a good song, though. And then you got, of course, Jeff Buckley crushes this song. I mean, Jeff Buckley.
And it's a broken hallelujah.
I mean, he takes this song and just... I'll show you a version I really like a lot, too. I mean, Jeff Buckley is just a prince. When he screams it, it's unbelievable. You don't like this version? Someone said this version sucks. This version is awesome. Maybe the Leonard Cohen one sucks, but there's no way you can think that Jeff Buckley sucks. It's unbelievable. When he screams hallelujah, listen to this. Like, this is one of my favorite parts of any cover.
It's not a cry
right here.
That you hear at night. It's not somebody you've seen the light.
The original version is...
It's a call and it's a broken.
Listen to what he does with his syllables. Normally, it's not somebody that you hear at night. It's not someone who's seen the light. He says it's not somebody. Listen.
It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a call and it's a broken hallelujah.
When he screams it, it's so sick. And this is like, he'll do this shit live and you won't know which version it is. Because he's so good. Listen when he screams it.
Hallelujah.
I mean, just compare that to Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. It's just not even close. All right, so that beauty, just that beauty, that beauty. And then listen to this. He needs a whole choir. Don't get me wrong, though. Cohen can write. Like, listen to this. Like, here's another version. Oh, well, I'm first going to show you another version of Hallelujah. Hang on. Hallelujah. What's, not Rufus Wainwright. There's other versions. It's this one piano. I can't believe that lady on Saturday Night Live played Hallelujah when Hillary Clinton lost and wasn't joking. She just like looked at the camera and just sang it like with no joke. Like, what a fucking dumbass. Oh, there's so many covers of this. It's piano. I don't know, like I won't find it on YouTube. Let me show you some. All right, Leonard Cohen. Some people are just supposed to write. Like, Leonard Cohen's a writer. What's that song? It goes, "Everybody Knows." Okay, listen to this. This is a great song, but listen to how he sings it.
Fingers crossed, everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed.
The poor stay poor, and
the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Listen, his range is like five notes.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the
captain lied.
Everybody talks.
Wrong.
Stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really.
Okay, so check out this cover. I think it's way better. It's by Concrete Blonde. And I don't know anything else Concrete Blonde has ever done except for this cover. Listen to just how she screams it.
Everybody knows you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet. So many people you had to meet without your clothes.
Belt it. I mean, it adds such a, like, when you take Leonard Cohen's writing and you put that voice to it, it just blows it out of the water. I mean, that's sick. There's so, it's like Leonard Cohen can't sing, but he can write so damn well. Who are some other examples of that? What are some other, what do you guys think? What are some, okay, this is a weird but good one. Cake, I Will Survive. Oh, that's a great cover. Cake, I Will Survive. Because they did something totally different with it. Like, it's not better singing, but it's like a twist that you wouldn't expect. He just like talks it. It's like, oh, I'll show you another good one.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking how
it yeah, this is sick. And he's clearly not as good of a singer as the original, but he did it in a way that was creative and added a new element to the song. Like, I'll show you another example of that. That's, and another thing that made this interesting was that it was a man singing a song sung by a woman. And I'll show you another example of that that's unbelievably cool. This song was originally written by Dolly Parton. It's called Jolene. And then the White Stripes brought it home, baby. Listen to this. Just bear in mind, this is sung by a woman. And now it's sung by a dude.
Say, the Beatles used to go and... That's how I feel every day.
There's up. Jolene. He's got everybody saying.
I'm finding out you. Please don't take my man.
But the... Someone said Dolly sings it better. Dolly definitely does sing it better, but the rage of the gritty Detroit rock makes it so real. It's so visceral. Because the song is visceral. What's this? Look at this part. I just think that's pretty sick. Live, it doesn't sound great. There's a better version of it. His studio version.
When he calls your name, Jolene. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
And then, of course, you got, I think, a really, really... It's famous because it's so sick, but Johnny Cash... Hurt. Sick. This is what inspired me to cover Nine Inch Nails. Yes.
I hurt myself.
There's a lot of bots on there? Yeah, but just ignore the bots. They're not even real. They're like, they're machines. If I see a bot, I'll get him out.
I focus on the pain. The only thing.
Can you mod? Yeah, sure. How do I do that?
The needle tear.
I don't know how to mod you. I don't know how to mod you. I'll figure it out. It's just I get so many bots now that I don't even see them anymore. It's almost like they're invisible to me. It's hysterical. Like they, like people say so much crazy shit to me now that online that I barely even notice. Like they'll be like, I'm gonna kill you, you trash, garbage. I literally almost don't see the words. It's hysterical because they overdid it. And now I recognize the algorithm so obvious that they're just trying to get people to react and they're trying to like fuck with me. That's just like nothing. All right, so check out this cover that I did. Nine Inch Nails Closer. All right, a lot of you youngins don't know this song, but this is from a while ago. Listen to this. This is an old school song, baby. This is from the early 90s. I think it's from the early 90s. I'm going to say 97. This song came out. And then I'll show you my cover of it. Then I'll read some more PayPals. PayPal.me/feedthebear if you want to write me a message.
You let me violate you.
That's how people used to dance. They used to be like real like...
You let me penetrate you.
Like industrial.
You let me complicate you.
Alright, so listen to this shit.
Help me, I broke upon my inside.
So it's very industrial, right?
Help
but if you listen to the lyrics, it's blues, right? Peace out. Okay, so check out this version. Because when you listen to it, you realize it's blues. So I did this cover. because that's a blues song. That's, if you listen to the lyrics of that, that's about the hedonic treadmill. It's about having nothing but sense, your senses. It's about losing your soul, which is a lot of times what the blues is about. It's about losing everything, you know? Listen to it. You let me violate you. These aren't words that you use for lovemaking or for... it's not rape because it says you let me, but yet it's an act. The words they use are somewhat vile. Like, it's not like a beautiful word. It's a... You let me complicate you. You let me violate you. You let me desecrate you. You let me penetrate you. And then, but it's more about him, like the person who wants that. It's like, help me. I've torn apart my insides. Help me. I've got no soul to sell. Help me. The only thing that works for me. Help me think I'm somebody else. I want to fuck you like an animal. I want to feel you from the inside. I want to fuck you like an animal. My whole existence is flawed. You get me closer to God. Unfortunately for him, I don't think that's God he's getting close to. I think it's another fella with horns. And then help me, I've torn out my reason. Help me, your sex I can smell. Help me. He's saying help me, screaming help me. You know, and that's why it's so powerful to me. It's so blues. Because when you listen to the blues, it's about devastation, you know? And it's just about that raw honesty of the human condition. And that song is so that. Where it's, I want to fuck you like an animal. It's a lot like, because that's what man has to deal with. It's the knowledge that we're animals, which allows us to be human, but we're still animals. And we're still human. It's that split, you know. That's what original sin is. And when you go towards the flesh, the animal, you end up empty, where you can only feel anything through an increasing amount of stimulation. And that is it's drugs are like that too, where it's like if you the first couple times you do cocaine. You get euphoric. You have a great idea for a fucking flower shop. Dude, I'm telling you, man, we could just start our own business right now. Like, why don't we do that? We just, like, you know, we just sell stamps. I mean, I have stamps. And then the more and more you do it, the more you need to feel that way until you need it just to get out of bed. And then it owns you. And then if you don't take that drug, you feel like you're going to die. And that's like what he's saying in this song. It's like the... My whole existence is flawed. You know, help me. Help me. That's all he's saying over and over again is help me. And it's like, it's such a well-written song. I just think it's really good. It's the same with Hurt. Here's the original Hurt by Nine Inch Nails, and then we'll do Johnny Cash. Oh, Progressive Dad's here. Oh, that's cool. So this is the original by Nine Inch Nails.
Hurt myself.
My relationship with coffee? Yeah, same here. Totally.
To see if I still feel.
I think this song's about heroin. Oh, you guys want to hear a cool Nine Inch Nails song? It's called Hey Pig.
The only thing that's real.
Listen to this one. I haven't heard this in a while. It's called Hey Pig. Listen to it. It's a good tune.
Hey, pig, piggy, pig, pig, pig.
Man, I haven't listened to Nine Inch Nails in a while. What a good band. All right, let me read some of these PayPals. It's so cool not being on YouTube. I don't have to get scared that I'm going to be kicked off, ironically, for playing songs. We can, like, analyze songs now, actually. I don't have to, like, constantly be like, oh, they're going to kick us off. They already did kick me off. I'll be back July 4th. Live streaming. I can live stream July 4th is when I'm back. I think that's funny. All right, we got some good ones here. Jenna says, do you know the song from the old movie Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeves? Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini. No, but that sounds very difficult. I'll check that out. Yeah, like Ben Shapiro can play Paganini on the violin. It's Paganini is really difficult. Josh, dude, you killed it in Brea. I was in the back, so I saw the whole audience. The only people not laughing their asses off were a table of white chicks in front of me. My wife almost peed herself. Her favorite part was every argument from a guy's perspective and gender theme songs. Kodiak and Jenny Fish. P.S. Thanks again for the anniversary present. It has been put to good use. Oh, I need to, Joshua, I love that you guys came out. It means a lot. And yeah, white chicks ruin everything. Not all of them. 10% are vile. A lot are great. But most of the shit that you hear, or black guys right out of prison, some of them are very, very racist against white people. But in general, it's not black people or gay people or Hispanic people. It's either socialists or white girls from wealthy families with no direction in their life. And they've bought into this whole work is freedom, abortion is life bullshit. And so they're constantly feeling awful. And they want to inflict that on other people. Good times. This is from Neil. Always amazes me when people buy into actors' opinions without checking the facts, as if the actor or actress is some kind of intelligent guru. Their opinion is no more important than mine and anyone else's. Oh, of course, it's less important. That's why, read up, watch Stefan Molyneux's presentation on Che Guevara. The amount of actors that supported Castro and Che is mind-blowing, even up until present day. Like, they're so easily tricked that authoritarians, part of the Saul Alinsky handbook is to get celebrities because they're so fucking dumb and they want to sound intelligent and they don't know anything to the point where, not all, there's a few exceptions. Some actors are brilliant people, a few, but in general, they will literally say and do anything you say. It's just like Zoolander. It's right out of Zoolander. This is from Jace. Hey, Big Bear, my favorite things lately is when some regular person receives a ton of tweets because their Twitter handle is really close to a celeb or public figure. Could be a bit there. We sure miss you on Twitter. Do you miss it? Yeah, I miss hanging with you guys. I do. I also miss the battle. I miss disrupting, like, the narrative. Like, when I really do miss it. For sure I miss it. I don't miss the obsessions of it, the noise, losing sleep because I'm battling Michael Ian Black's fucking perverted orgy hat. Yeah, and I'm gone for life, too. Gasebo just texted me. He's got some new Twitter handle. And in my mind, I'm like, how the hell did you get a new Twitter handle? I'm banned for life. I got no parole. But I have Instagram, Owen Benjam. That's going up. That's almost at 30K. That's the thing is, wherever they put us, we'll just grow. It's almost like that scene from Gladiator when he becomes a slave, but like within a month, he's got his other gladiators and he's like handling them like a general again. There's certain people that you can ban them and they'll just keep doing it and then they'll just keep acquiring more people. And I feel I'm like that, where it's like to lose 125,000 person Twitter account and YouTube streaming in the same night would be crippling to, I think, most leftist comedians because they don't really have a committed fan base or a lot of talent. But we just adapted. I mean, Vimeo is already getting 7,000-8,000 views a live stream, and then we put them on YouTube and on iTunes and Facebook Live and now Periscope. And before you know it, we're beating the old views. And I make less money, but Patreons went up to the point where I don't have to have that as an anxiety, and I can reinvest. We're getting more bandwidth. We get to hire people. It's sick. And so it's like, let them keep their bullshit. But do I miss it? Of course I do. It was fun being a part of it. And then just the simple stuff, like being able to DM with people with other podcasts that I could do. You know, I realized I didn't have Molyneux's number. Shit like that. It's just little things where it's like, well, how do I get in touch with this person now? I don't have fucking Twitter. And now I'd just be another asshole being like, I swear it's me. It's like, but I think some good things came from it. It's like the fact that I got kicked off is a representation of how bad the censorship has gotten. And for anyone that still has any ounce of self-respect or desire for American First Amendment freedom has to see that and be terrified. And if you're not, if you see it as like, oh, well, Well, your free speech would not free from consequences. If that's how you think, you're not American. You have the soul of some shit country, not us. Because it's crazy. I mean, ISIS is still on Twitter. Pedophiles are still on Twitter. People saying that they want to decapitate Donald Trump are still on Twitter. He's our president. I made fun of a very, very make funnable dude, and I got kicked off of Twitter. And if you think that that's at all good, that compliance is some sort of virtue, you're not American and you're not part of our culture. And you can be here, I guess, but you're not adding to anything that made us a great country or anything good. And fuck you. This is from Jace. Oh, I just read that. This is from Christina. Hi, Owen. I'd like to be verified as Eskimonian Bear. Welcome, Eskimonian Bear. I love when you share your knowledge of Russian history with us, and I just saw the film Death of Stalin last night. Oh, a lot of bears recommended that to me, Death of Stalin. Oh, and a real quick update, Coder Bear is almost done with the new app. I'm Skyping with him soon, and then I'm going to start Skyping again with Bricktop. We're going to start working on those animation things that we're doing. And what other updates? I can't remember. Oh, Pittsburgh, still some tickets available. We're going to be filming Eric Nimmer's half-hour special. And it's going to be a blast. So get those tickets. And then Kirkland. And it's not Richmond. It's Rich something. It's not Richmond. It's Eastern Washington. Can't remember the name of the place. And Portland's still reviewing my new clause in the contract that they can't cancel me. That's the new contract. Every venue now has to sign a contract that they can't cancel me or else they have to pay me a ticket sale penalty or some shit. Because I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to do the whole venue cancel bullshit. I'd rather just not even do it if someone isn't down. But Pittsburgh signed it. Kirkland signed it, which is now Bellevue. And so did Eastern Washington. We'll be able to tour a lot better now. But anyway, if you haven't seen it, it's the best dark comedy in ages. If you have any time to talk about the Russian invasion of Estonia and Latvia during World War II, that'd be sweet. If you talk about it in another stream, I'd love to go search for it. I'd love to hear you play the song Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth by Sparks. It's really beautiful. What a great message, Eskimonian Bear. I will have to do some research for you. I know a little bit about Estonia and Latvia, but not enough to really talk about it right now. So I will research that for the next stream. And I don't know that song right now, but I'll come back to it. But that sounds fascinating. The satellite countries, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Moldova, Ukraine. It's not the Ukraine. I interviewed this awesome comedian, Irina. I'm going to put it on one of these streams. But she talked all about growing up in Ukraine and the horrors of socialism and how much Los Angeles has just become a bunch of fucking soy boys. Interesting chick. So I'll do that soon. Joe, Owen, super stoked that you finally got a venue for Pittsburgh. Took off work for it, and it's my birthday. Hope to meet you after the show and buy you a beer. Joe, if it's your birthday, I'm buying you a beer, pal. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And the venue is sick. I'm just not going to say it yet because I don't feel like having... Dude, I do a radio station in Orlando with my boy Devin. And a black dude and a Puerto Rican dude about, and I'm only saying that because it's relevant to what I'm about to say. And it was about the, it's one of my scandals of words or whatnot. And we had a great time. We had a great talk. It was like slightly heated, but not really. We ended up like broing out hard. And then a bunch of the, local comedians threatened to ban or boycott the fucking radio station just simply because they talked to me. And of course, they're all white people. And the black dude on the show was like, are you telling me what's racist and what isn't? And they are. And they're like, yeah, you apparently you're self-hating. Like, you don't get it. It's just... All right. Yo, by the way, Periscope. I'm just going to bail on this angle. It does freak me out slightly. So just go to vimeo.com/Owen Benjamin or hugepianist.com if you want to keep seeing the stream. Because I'm going to play some stuff on the stream too that you can't see. But I wanted to get this going. All right, good hang, Periscope. Bye, Periscope. Bye. That was freaking me out. I'm not going to lie. I was trying to get that going, but it's attached to Twitter, too, so I doubt it'll really let me stay there that long. Caleb says, nothing sad with a kazoo should be more than just songs. You should include a bit where a doctor breaks the news to someone who has cancer. Or you have to put their dog down, but kazoo in between some of it. Kale Bear, move to East Dallas area. That's really funny, dude. I wish I had a kazoo right here to give it a run. Oh, there's a kazoo. You have cancer. We'll figure something out. How about, How about this game, Bob Dylan or a kazoo? Ready? That was a kazoo. Now let's try it one more time. That was actually Grammy winner Bob Dylan. He's from Chad. All along the Watchtower, Hendrix's version was so much better than Dylan. Hey, asshole, I'm 6'4". At least I can sort of find pants that fit. Enjoy your high waters, pale face bear. Yeah, it's true. It's hard for me to clothe myself because I'm such a legend with such a giant frame. Enjoy 6'4". Enjoy just being a normal tall guy. You know, that people are just like, hey, it's look at this tall guy. No, you want to look like Gargamel in the Smurf Village. You want to look like people are whispering about how long you must have breastfed for. That's the kind of height you're looking for. There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's Woodstock is way better than the original by Joni Mitchell. I agree with that. Something you said yesterday about the lefties and the lies reminded me of a phrase I really like. When everything you believe is a lie, the truth seems like an attack. Yes, that's so true. I think if we can try to get these lefties to explain why they think what they think, we might be able to get them to snap out of their hypnosis. Asking them to explain how voter ID laws are racist. Now, I wish you were right, my friend, but that's absolutely not true. They have no interest whatsoever in learning these things. It's at this point, it's about positioning yourself to not give up any more cultural or economic or social ground. That's it. That's all you can think about. Because how do they not know? Okay, you need a driver's license to rent a movie. You need a driver's license to buy cigarettes. To say that you don't need a driver's license to vote means you think that voting means less than buying cigarettes. Okay, why do people think this way? Because they want illegal people to vote. That's the whole point. The whole reason that the left doesn't want closed borders is because they're importing votes from the left. Because illegal immigrants are more likely, not always, I know plenty of conservative Hispanic people, well, a lot of them are born in America. Hispanics are actually, a lot of them are great additions to America. And especially from Venezuela and Cuba. Boy, do they have tales to tell about the left. But the illegal Mexicans, they're not... Like, what Trump said is absolutely right. It's not. They're not sending their best. They're getting the scumbags that just want free shit. And so they know they'll vote for the left. So why would they not want voter ID? Because they want illegals to vote. And they clearly know... Like... The only argument against that is you're a racist. Racist is a meaningless statement. It's like calling someone a sinner in the 9th century. They, like hunting on the king's land is a sin. You know what I'm saying? It's just a way to mask bullshit. And they know it. They have no interest in finding the common ground to make our society stronger, better, wealthier. None of that. None of it. They want to leech off your money. Fact. They know it. And they want to. So don't think for a second that when they say Twitter is a private company. Owen should get kicked off Twitter, but the NFL has no right to not let troublemaker and communist and bad football player Colin Kaepernick not play. They know this shit. And I really get frustrated sometimes with people when they won't see that, when they're almost intentionally trying to make it so that it's almost like you have a bad dad. You're like, your dad bails on you, ruins your family, is a piece of shit, right? There's two ways of looking at it. Like, maybe one day daddy will come home or move on. You know, hang out with your grandpa more. Find a new male role model when you're a kid. Like a strong uncle or a, you know, make it work. Your dad's not coming back. And if he does, he's a dick for leaving you. So it's the same with the left. Don't think for a second that there's two types of people in the world. And I told this to Dave Smith. And there's one reason why the anarcho-capitalist guys and the libertarian guys and the conservatives, a lot of us get along, because regardless of our different opinions on policy, the one thing that we have in common is when given new information, there's an excitement to it. Like when I read Thomas Sowell's first book, well, Black Redneck, White Liberal, and also Basic Economics, I couldn't put it down because it was disproving so much bullshit that I thought. And I like so there's two types of people. There's people that get excited by that, and there's people that get threatened by that. There's people that would read Sowell, and the first thing they think is, oh, he's a racist. It's like, well, he's black. It's like, oh, he's inexperienced. Well, he's 86, and, you know, he went to Stanford and University of Chicago. Oh, well, he's just brainwashed right wing. No, he was a Marxist before he worked in Puerto Rico on the minimum wage. Oh, well, he's just, well, it just keeps going until, oh, it's like, oh, well, he'll be proven wrong. No, he's been saying this stuff for decades and decades, and it keeps getting proven right. His track record is 100%. And then they'll just say, well, you're a racist. Because they won't allow that threat. They see new information as threats because they attach it to their ego. And the bottom line is they want free shit. There's a lot of people that aren't good at anything. They have no work ethic. And they don't have any morals or ethics. And so these people, all they want is the government to take money from people that work hard and give it to them. And I know very, very poor people that are right wing. Just, and when I say right wing, I simply mean small government. That's all I mean. So that can mean a million different types of people, but it means more personal accountability, more personal responsibility. And someone could say, well, yeah, well, the right's always going to war. That's a whole different issue. And that a lot of the people on the right are against, actually, that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. It's just a basic philosophy of smaller government, higher social responsibility. You know, the left goes top down for help. If you're in trouble, you go federal, state, local, family, and there's no church. That's how the left sees it. The right goes family, church, community, state, federal. It's the other, one's top down, centralized, the other is local up. And those are the basic differences in seeing the world. And from there, you can argue policy, all that shit all day long. And there's a reason a lot of policies start lining up with each side, with a few exceptions, like drug laws, I think, doesn't make a ton of sense for me why the right is so, not the right, but a good chunk of the right is so for gun law or for drug laws. Doesn't make sense, because that to me is the textbook personal accountability. It's up to you what you put in your body. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So when you're dealing with these people, there is no common ground because they don't see the world the way you see the world. It isn't about, if only you see why you're illogical or irrational, you'll understand. But no, if they get proven wrong, They're trying to get to power, not reason. They're trying to get to acquisition, not the right answer. And so when they do that, they'll just shift and go from federal rights to states' rights like that, or like free market. If the free market, if a corporation is doing what they want, like a corporation will censor conservatives, they'll be pro corporation immediately and then go back. They're fluid. They don't care. There's no consistency. They don't plant a flag anywhere. And so when you're dealing with people like that, just know there is no aha moment. All you're trying to do is not give up any more ground. That's it. All right. This is from Canna. Hey, what's up, Canna? Hey, Big Bear, I'm feeling a little disenchanted. Could you make a random jingle for my YouTube channel intro? The crazier the lyrics, the better. Stay the course. I'm going to need more info. But yeah, of course. Canna, email me or just hit me up. Let me know what you want for the jingle and I'll do it. I also have to make my buddy this thing today. I forgot all about that. I'm glad you said that. I got to write this down. This dude's doing something real sweet for his chick. All right, make sure I do that. George! Had to take off, but here, music is mere beauty. It is beauty in the abstract, beauty in isolation. It is a shapeless and liquid element of beauty in which a man may really float. Not indeed affirming the truth, but not denying it. That's an awesome quote. I need to know who said that. Thank you, George. Yeah, and there's an order to music that is undeniable. And that's one thing that I've always loved about music, is there's an order to it. Like if you're going and you just go, like, you know, that sounds wrong. That sounds right. Then you go, like, you could feel it not fit. And that's used by a lot of great composers. Hans Zimmer uses that all the time to show a feeling of agitation. But it doesn't fit, and that's the point. And then Jaws, Eminem, and a lot of shit is just that half step. That's fear, and it always will be. But the ballad, that song, or Canon and D, one of the reasons this has withstood so many years is it's the most ordered song you can possibly do. It's just a scale. It's a major D scale with exact order. And it gets more and more complicated, but there is no, it's all ordered. And that's why I think it's so associated with romance. Because it's about plans. It's so associated with weddings. Because it's about the planning, the order, the... Because the bass line never changes. And then the right, just like a good marriage, starts simple and ordered, and it just continues in the same path, but it keeps becoming more and more complicated and evolving and changing, but it stays the same path. And that's such a perfect metaphor for marriage. You have this, the base underlying faith and love and respect and commitment, right? That's not going anywhere. And then, but a good marriage doesn't last if it's just that. That's why you have to have a melody. So it starts off here. This could be the first year together, you know? And then you know where you're going, but then you might change it a little bit. Like, because you have the safety to experiment a little bit. You sing, but the bass never changes. And go back to bass. Follow the basic rules. You can do anything you want in a marriage and in life. And the reason the blues are the way they are is because there's a broken element to the blues. That's what makes the blues the blues. So the blues are 12-bar blues. It goes C, F, C, F, G, right? But the seven is the imperfection. The seven is the hurt, my dog ran away, my woman left me. You know, the whole, that. There's dirt in there. There's dirt in it. There's some dirt in your carburetor. Like if it was, this is interesting. Imagine. To have a similar thing where there's a structure. There's a structure, but the structure's a little bent. And it's almost like a wheel that's a little bent where it's like vroom, vroom. That's the blues. And then Moonlight Sonata is also very ordered, but it's in minor keys. It's the order of depression. Times. I love music. When I was... Oh, yeah. And I don't know if you ever noticed this, but this. Check this out. It's the same song as the My Chemical Romance song. It goes...
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band.
It's a very soothing thing because it's ordered. It's like you know what you can expect from the future. All right, who is that from? All right, this is Rocky. Just wanted to thank you for planting the La Casa El Apartamento joke. My Mexican wife now points out how all the shit she owns. Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's awesome. I love that joke. It's like you just need to have a good amount of people that speak Spanish or French or Portuguese. Or Italian to get the joke. Because it's about the gender of nouns. Thanks, Rocky. Appreciate you, buddy. Liam, would it be possible to play Good Riddance by Green Day? Despite the title giving away the premise of the song, the lyrics and song seem to be played in a way that reminisces the good times rather than hating on the people Armstrong singing to. Hoping to get your analysis on this. Let me see here, Liam. Good Riddance by Green Day. I don't know the song, so I probably won't be able to do this right now. My G doesn't work on my computer, so maybe I can spell riddance, Green Day. Is this the Time of Your Life song? Oh, I know the song. Yeah, let's take a look at this song. Riddance, Green, I can't even spell Green Day with no G. Yeah, I made it work, we got it. Fortunately, the computer all thinks we're retarded, so it just guesses all the time. So it's...
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist and directs you where to go.
So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's song. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had sweet. I always picture this about graduations, but I guess that's just because they always use this in a graduation montage. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on a shelf and in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Yeah, that's cool. That's in this really weird, it's the one pocket of post-breakup that I think you're capable of writing that song. Because you're either torn up enough where you can't see the forest for the trees and you can't have this type of insight, or you don't care, which comes pretty soon after, where you're not even going to write a song about an ex or something because you literally don't care at all. So this is like interesting how it's probably in the 1 month where he was like, you know, I hope you had the time of your life. Good times. You know, like there's enough feeling to reminisce, but not enough feeling to get like angry or feel like you're spiraling. As Kyle, let me see. Kyle Matusek. Here's my last $5. Just kidding. Play some more White Stripes. All right. If it's your last $5, I'll play a White Stripes song. How about, well, I know it's a good tune. Well, I mean, I'll just play this riff real fast. That's worth about $5. And I was like, Jolene, Jolene. What's another really good White Stripes song? Well, there's that one that's like, na, 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 na. This is one of the easiest songs you can play. And I could teach this to any of you guys if you ever want to learn the piano. It's like, back to school, da na na, da na 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 na. Oh, this is it. This fits right in with what I'm talking about. This is the blues, the 12-bar blues without any 7 chords. So it's just C, C, F, C, F, G. So it's. I think it's written so simply because it's about the innocence of school when you first start, when you're so young, before they break your spirit. Hey, Big Bear, have you considered using Restream.io in order to stream to multiple services and allow people to super chat you through their preferred service? If you need help with anything, please let me know. Thanks for everything, man. No, I don't even know what that is, but this seems to be working okay. It takes a while to explain to people the new systems and stuff ever since YouTube fucked me! But I think this OBS shit is cool because, yeah, I'm doing these four videos, 45-minute just normal live streams for PragerU, and we're going to just see if the fit is there and everything. And down the line, I might be doing a full show for PragerU, and that will probably have full cameras and stuff and a full, I'll need some more tech knowledge there. But I think part of the charm of these is just the simplicity of it. It's just a webcam and a Yeti mic. And it seems to work fine. And a lot of people, man, listen to this. It's crazy. Like, when I was just doing Brayer, when I do some of these shows, like, it's crazy how many people are like, oh, yeah, I listen to this in the mornings. It's like, oh, I always have this on when I'm working. It's mind-blowingly cool. So whatever we're doing, I think we got to just keep doing it for a bit unless there's more need for advancement. When breaking bad news, you should kazoo the piece is right losing. I can't click on that, Joel. Sorry, buddy, but you sent me a YouTube thing here. You should kazoo the... Oh, the price is right. Oh, I got you. That's funny. It's from Spencer. Hey, Owen, hope you're feeling better. I still have a stuffy nose, but I'm working on it. I think I got it from Ben Shapiro, I swear to God. He got a cold right after I met him and we hugged a few times. I just wanted to thank you for an awesome show on Saturday and an awesome hang after. My wife and I had such a good time. We were the young couple with a baby on the way from Arizona. Oh, I loved you guys, man. You guys were great. I love how your comedy, unlike so much other entertainment, actually makes me love and appreciate my wife more. When you come to Arizona, I like to call it Bearzona, by the way. When you come to Bearzona, we will definitely come out and see you again. Seriously, dude, it was so cool to hang. Also, it's not already taken. I would like to be officially claim the name Bearzona Bear. Yeah, I love it, dude. Obviously, I love Bearzona Bear. Welcome, Bearzona Bear. It's got such a nice ring to it. Anyway, love you, Big Bear. Hope all is well with you and the family. P.S. Gorillas are still pretty dope, but fuck pandas. Yeah, and I had some interesting responses from my fuck pandas video. Because some people, they weren't even being dicks. They were just kind of giving me some more info. They're like, I guess they figured out why the pandas weren't fucking and now they can get them to fuck. Like, I'll show you the video real quick. Do I have it on here? Where's the fuck pandas video? I was just kind of riffing about bears. And maybe I... See, this is the thing, is I might have made a mistake. And I want to know about my mistake. I think I might be wrong about pandas. I think that the zookeepers figured out why they don't fuck. And, yeah, I've even adjusted my one autism joke. Because there's people that have written to me... I was never mocking autism, but the whole, like, get inside, Timmy, there's autism in the grass. Like, I've added a beat to that. Because I've gotten emails from like really cool people that I can tell are not trying to mess with me, or they're not like bad people, or they're just trying to be offended, but they just give me a different perspective on stuff. Where the real fear, my joke was accurate because it's mocking the fact we don't know where autism comes from a lot of times. There is a combination of it's overdiagnosed, but also there is situations, and I've gotten emails where people have said that their child just started developing this autism like at a certain age, and how painful it is and how they don't really know where it comes from. And some thinks it's vaccine, some thinks it's this, some thinks it's that. And so I try to add a line now to address that, where I'm like, what do I say? Just something about that, where I'm like, I'm not saying that it might not be in the grass, but we just don't know. And CNN is trying to capitalize on that, on our lack of knowledge. Because, the more I know about a lot of these things, and if you've never seen my documentary, 60 Minutes, 7 Days, it's on YouTube. It's called 60 Minutes, 7 Days, where I write an hour of new material in 1 week. And you'll see that a lot, like where someone gives me information that I didn't know that helps me understand a joke better, because I don't want to be straight up wrong. And so if panda bears have learned how to fuck in captivity, this will change the bit. But here's the bit here.
Alright. Dude, fuck pandas. Fuck all of them. Dude, pandas won't fuck to save themselves. It's time for them to go. You set them up nice. You set them up nice. You're like, time for you guys to breed. And they're like, we're shy. Like, you guys hungry? They're like, only bamboo. It's like, no, but we have all this other food. They're like, bamboo? They're like, no, it's not bamboo. They're like, only bamboo. So do you know how much tax money we're paying to keep you guys going just so you fuck and eat? And they're like, we don't feel like it. That's when I just come in. Just gut him. Eat him. Gut him. He's gone. I don't need a panda bear. They got dumb heads. And they're lazy as fuck. They sleep 20 hours a day, only eat bamboo, and won't fuck. Why do you want that? Why would you want that? No one wants that. Let him die. Dude, I like black bears. I live near a lot of black bears. They'll go through my garbage. Staying alive, baby. I respect it. I high five them sometimes. They're like, fuck yeah. I'm like, you go, baby. You get that honey. You know what I mean? The polar bears are just up there drinking Coca-Cola. Just.
Yeah, so there's definitely a funny bit there. My glasses are crooked. This is the first time I've looked at myself since I've been doing this today. I look under the weather. That's all right. People don't come here for my beauty. They come here for my mind. My nose is still messed up. Yeah, if pandas have learned how to fuck in captivity, that will change the bit. Because I'm not going to slander the panda. If the panda has... If they've learned something, that maybe there's something the panda needs. But I just think the panda is so high maintenance. And they have these big teeth, but they won't even eat meat. They're like these vegetarian hipsters. And we work so hard to protect these damn pandas. And, you know, PETA is all about aborting humans. But if you abort a panda bear, they'll freak out. And I put human life above panda bears. And these fucking things won't even fuck. And I don't even see why they're the image of all these like environmentalist agencies. It's just this picture of a panda head, this big stupid panda. Why not the black bear? The black bear does what it needs to do to stay alive. There's a ton of black bears around here. And they will eat out of your garbage. They don't attack you. They work hard. You know? Polar bears will hunt you. They're ambitious. And there's more polar bears than there ever have been recently. So I'd like an apology from Michael Moore. All right, this is from Permanent Records Productions. Yesterday I thought of a skit where two guys are trying to get a promotion and one guy is black and the other is white. The cocky white guy thinks he's got it in the bag due to his white privilege and he doesn't try as hard, resulting in the black guy getting the job. Proving privilege is BS and hard work gets the promotion. Maybe a good Crowder bit. Let me think. That's funny, but no, the black guy just get the promotion because they have these mandates. Like, they have to give the black guy the promotion because of multicultural inclusivity. It's even worse than what you think. Like, that bit rests in a world that is less racist than our current world against white males. When they say diversity, they never mean more white males. Like, you could have a company that's like all black, Hispanic. They'll never be like, we need more white males. Why not? We need diversity of thought. We need some more conservatives in here. Ever, once, ever. You will never get that. Because these are all Marxist terms. It's such horseshit. And by the way, the big government assholes are the whole reason we even had slavery. Fugitive Slave Act was taxpayer funded. At the peak of slavery, 1% of white people owned slaves. And people had to pay money so the slave owners could get their runaways back. No one liked that. And the slaves undercutted all the white dudes' jobs. So that's why they started resenting the blacks. Because they saw them as job competition, not because they didn't see them as humans. It's such bullshit. And then Jim Crow and segregation were all government programs by the Democrats. Because if you let the free market do its way, racism the free market would weed out any racism. Because if you didn't serve to a black guy, you lost money. And then you went out of business and the dudes who did would win. These are all government programs, which is why liberals fucking suck. And no, classical liberals are fine, I get it. But like, there's more panda bears now than classical liberals. Now they're a bunch of leftist authoritarian assholes. All right. Meant to put my bear name, Bear Knuckles, on the last comment so you know who it is. Have a beer on me. Love your work and hope you come to Boise or nearby so I can catch you live. Well, the closest I'm coming is right now is Eastern Washington, Richland. Richland, Washington. I'm coming in June. But I'd love to visit Idaho. I hear great things. Brian, oh, and play the canon in minor. That's a good idea. Canon, all right, this is canon in D, ready? It's canon in D minor. Hang on, I gotta figure this out. Sounds like Game of Thrones. It really does. It's like... Thank you, Brian. Caleb. Both Canon D and Wild Horses make me want to kill small animals. I'm a treat at weddings. Minor key is superior race. That's hysterical, dude. Yeah, Wild Horses is, I've never really gotten too into that song. It's like, I know I dreamed you. It's like, hip, hip, the things you wanted, I bought them for you. Wild horses couldn't right. Yes, they could. Wild horses. Dude, a big pack of squirrels could drive you away, guy. Mick Jagger weighs a buck 10. Dude was a heroin fucking guy. Little gay guy. You don't think a pack of wild horses could drag Mick Jagger away? Like, a cokey model that he's dating could drag him away. He was a tiny little man. You could put your hands around his waist. Like it was the neck of a grown man. It's from Bradley. Once spell check brings up a G, you can copy the G letter and hit paste every time you need a G. My 11-year-old daughter showed me that. That's a good idea. It's a good idea. Thank you for that. Tell your 11-year-old daughter she just made a 37-year-old man happy with her knowledge of the world that I don't have for some reason. This is from Donald. Why is the most dangerous question a man can ask? It keeps you bonded to the past. It keeps you stalled. Yeah. Why is a dangerous question? I mean, that Louis C.K. bit is one of the best bits of all time. The daughter asking why. And it has a profound impact on... I'm going to play it. Let's do this. And then I got to go. Because they do have to fix my internet. Let's just analyze this real quick. The things you wanted, I bought them for you. Because his answer is the secular. All right, we're going to get into this. The philosophy of this is fairly intense. I've thought about this before. But this joke is really good. Oh, that's not the right thing. Hang on. I bought them for you. Wild horses could easily drag me away. Wild horses, for sure know I'm gay. I know I dreamed you. All right, this I think will work. Sympathy for the Devil is a sick song by the Stones. I like that song a lot. Right, window capture. Let's see what we got here, Louie. Let's look at his big panda head.
Here's the thing. I never judge other parents now. I never do. I used to, but I never do. Like, you know when you see a mother in McDonald's or someplace or in a toy store and she's just melting down on her kid? She's like, shut up, I hate you, you're ugly. And people are sitting around going, oh my goodness, she's a horrible mother. Well, guess what? Those people aren't fucking parents. They don't have kids. Because any parents who are in that store are thinking, what did that shitty kid do to that poor woman? That poor woman, I wish I could help. Because you don't know, man, you don't know. Or like when you see a parent that seems to be negligent, like you see a parent in McDonald's with the kid, and the parent's like, oh, I can't take this shit.
Let me just fast forward a little bit. So he's at the daughter asks why, right?
Why? Because my parents gave me no guidance. They didn't. Why? Because I'm stupid. Okay, I'm stupid. Why? Well, because I didn't pay attention in school. Okay, I went to school, but I didn't listen in class. Why? Because I was high all the time. I smoked too much pot. Why? Because my parents gave me no guidance. They didn't give a shit. Why? Because they fucked in a car and had me, and they resented me for taking their youth. Why? Because they had bad morals. They just had no compass. Why? Because they had shitty parents. It just keeps going like that. Why? Because fuck it. We're alone in the universe. Nobody gives a shit about us. I'm going to stop here to be polite to you for a second. But this goes on for hours and hours, and it gets so weird and abstract. At the end, it's like, why? Well, because some things are and some things are not. Why? Well, because things that are not can't be. Why? Because then nothing wouldn't be. You can't have fucking nothing isn't. Everything is. Why? Because if nothing wasn't, there'd be fucking all kinds of shit that we don't like, giant ants with top hats dancing around. There's no room for all that shit. Why? I'll fuck you. Eat your french fries, you little shit. God damn it. Thank you very much, everybody. Good night.
All right, you see how interesting that is? Because that's the secular deterministic trap. And listen, I'm not going to make this a religious thing, but like, why? He goes to a point where he's in complete oblivion, where he's like, nothing matters. And that's where we're facing now. I, like, when I first saw that, I laughed my ass off. I still find it funny, but it's prophetic. It almost prophesized what was coming, which is this nihilism, this postmodern, everything's offensive yet nothing's offensive world, is because unless you get to the unmoved mover, unless you get to God, like, what, there is nothing. Like, why? Because nothing matters in the universe. Imagine saying that to your kid. That's the one issue. That's the issue I had originally with Sam Harris, was how do you explain to a child determinism? How do you teach your child how to live that thought process? You can't. Like, then your kid will just be, it's almost like this weird, it's kind of like this gender bullshit where it's like, if gender doesn't, like, you teach your kid that they're any gender they want, even though they're clearly a boy, that all that does is confuse them and send them on this insane path. And I think that's one reason why some of these parents are like, they're almost like scared of their kids, or they resent their kids. Like, don't get me wrong. What he's saying makes sense. Like, when I see a kid crying on an airplane, I feel bad. Like, I totally get it. And I've been there, and I respect the parents, and I have more understanding for temper tantrums, but I truly don't think, like, what did that shitty kid do? I don't think that way. I truly don't think that way. Because I think that you do start resenting your child if your child asks you why and you can't answer ever because you don't believe in anything. And I think that's one reason why leftist parents end up treating their children like these virtue signal devices. Why they're so fine with abortion is because they see them as scary. Like, at any time, their kid can just deconstruct their entire way of viewing the world by just saying, why is the sky blue? Why? Well, why? Because I don't know. Why? And then it gets to the point where it's like, I'm a mess. I don't know anything. There's nothing matters. And if you go down that path, your kid is now a threat to you. Like, your kid now, just with that innocence and that deep knowledge of, not knowledge, kids don't like know anything, but they know their questions are still in us. Like, we still have that kid inside of us saying, like, some of this doesn't make sense. And that's a reminder of that. And I think that's why leftist parents become such horrible parents, and they have their kids raised by, you know, people they don't know, and they resent them, and it's very weird. And why their kids are raised by screens and public schools, and they're ignored, and then their kid ends up knowing nothing about life, and they just rant on the internet and kick me off Twitter. All right, let me just answer these, and I gotta go. What do we got here? Was that from Timothy? Hey, Owen, finally took the time to send a note of support. I'm a sommelier in Manhattan who also loves beer. Got a baby bear on the way, and have been loving the daily stream. Can I claim Vino Bear? Welcome, Vino Bear. I love that. I love sommeliers. Yeah, you guys are legit, man. You guys are legit. I don't even know how you guys taste that stuff, but I'm a bit of a beer sommelier. Like, when I was on Adam Carolla's show, I could tell the difference between Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Bud Light. And I got all three of them right. Like, I know shitty beer. Shea, I'm broke as hell because of taxes right now, but take this as a symbol of my thanks. You made the awesome New York City Bear meetup at the Yankee game last night possible. I know I'm telling you this, but I'm not sure I could ever say it enough. Thank you. Oh, buddy. And, you know, coming from the Bear Jew, getting 67 cents. Thank you, buddy. No, that's, he just gave me 67 cents, by the way. No, I do appreciate what you just said deeply. You know, I love you. You have my phone number. I trust you, Bear Jew. Shay, you're the man, but come on. You're being a little dramatic about 67 cents, pal. But I appreciate that you just sent me that because it allows me to be able to read it because I can't really figure out any of the streams. Until we get the Bear app, I can only read the PayPal ones. But as the Bear Jew just showed us all, you can give as little as 67 cents and I will be able to see your message. Steve, you don't have to read this online, but I made a mistake in the name of the wood I made those pistol grips out of. It's not olive wood, it's Vera wood. Sorry about the mistake. Also, I sent you an email at Why Didn't They Laugh asking if you would be on my Texas Sheepdog live stream. Of course I would be on your Texas Sheepdog live stream. And that's awesome that you took the time to fix that. That shows that you're a real man of your craft, my friend. Yeah, just let me know. I'll totally do it. This is from Vincent. Augie Bear here. Long read, so I will not be bummed if you read it off stream. No, this will be the last one. Then I'll go. Afternoon, Owen. You're shining light on a gloomy, still snowy day in Western New York. PayPal timed out, so this is my third time writing this. I had to put down our 2 18-year-old feline family members yesterday. I love the robot chicken sketch, cats are assholes, because it's true, but not these two. We were truly blessed with great animals, so it's surprisingly tough. They lived a great, spoiled life. Spoiled-ass house cats. Thanks for hitting us with some knowledge of music today. As a lifelong drummer, I appreciate your insight. The Nine Inch Nails song always made me uncomfortable, but your version was really beautiful. Anyway, long story short, too late. Cue movie reference. Thanks for bringing me up today, and you're teaching all many things in such short time. I work the weekend of the Pittsburgh show, or I would make the drive from there. Augie Bear out. Really sorry to hear about your cat, bud, or your two cats. But 18 years is a good run. That means you took care of them. And yeah, I'm glad you guys can all hang out with me on these streams, because if it wasn't for you guys, I would just be doing this alone. But I am going to go. You can patreon.com/WDTL. You can become a Patreon, and I can always update there. And I obviously appreciate the hell out of the support, because it allows us to keep continuing this and growing it and not being terrified that Soy Boy social media people can eliminate and destroy things that took me, you know, 7 years to grow. I miss it a little, but not really. What else? Yeah, hugepianist.com for tickets to Pittsburgh, Richland, Bellevue, and I know I'm forgetting something. I don't know. But like this, share it, subscribe to the Vimeo page, vimeo.com/OwenBenjamin. If you want to just hear the audio and not have it run up your data, subscribe to Why Didn't They Laugh at iTunes, because I'm now, me with the help of Bayonet Bob, have been uploading those as quickly as we can after we're done streaming them, because I know it's tough to find these sometimes. And youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy, always subscribe to that. They're not giving me my plaque. I broke 100,000 subscriptions and they're supposed to give me the plaque. I was going to pee on it and then shoot it with an AR-15. They made the right move, I guess, by not giving it to me, because I was about to pee on it and then shoot it with a gun. But you can still follow me there, because I have a lot of great videos there. And get yourself a bear name. Become an unbearable. It's a great community, and I'm sure you'll have fun. And thank you to everybody who PayPal'd me some messages, because, again, that's how we can have the free market allow for different voices to be heard that aren't Jimmy Kimmel crying because of a damn lion gets shot by a lion hunter. That steaming pile of shit. All right, I love you guys. Have a great day, and think about music and why you like it and why it is what it is. Peace.